This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
In my observations playing auntie, a lot of modern parenting is all about making you look good as a new mum or dad, or making baby look good, having the right stuff, following the right advice.
Lots of social media envy in there for sure.
A new book, Hello Baby, from Heather Irvine. She's uncovering all the myths of perfection for new parents, and she's also giving some genuine advice as a psychologist and a mum who works with new mums every day. She was talking about what mums do need to know in those first few weeks of parenting.
What mums need to know is that they're important, because one of the key factors that seems to lead to some of these postnatal depression, postnatal anxiety is the mother is incredibly important while she's pregnant. Everyone, you know, is big on that she gets rest, that she gets sleep, that she gets the right positions, that she gets fed well, that she, you know, is cared for. And then once you have the baby, it's almost like mum stopped being important anymore. And it doesn't, her sleep's not important, it's the baby's sleep. Her nutrition's not important, it's the baby's nutrition. And these things just seem to keep reinforcing the idea that a mother isn't important in the journey of mothering.
And I think too, Heather, in that early stages, I always talk with new parents about, you know, like if you can just navigate that first 6 weeks, you'll emerge out of the fog. Like stuff starts to click. But I don't know how to kind of encourage them well in those first 6 weeks, because that always seems to be the hardest period.
You just nailed that. And the problem with that is, let's just take the mum who has, you know, she's got a sister living around the corner, she's got a mum 5 minutes away, and so that, and she's got a partner or a husband who's able to, you know, be flexible in his work arrangements and can be around, and he's really vested into the, you know, the process itself. And you take that mum's journey, and that can be incredibly different to the mum who's, you know, just moved an hour and a half away to get cheaper housing, she's got none of her social supports, her mum's not around, and the husband, his work, he may be commuting. It's a very different experience for those mums. So what we end up doing is sort of almost labelling that mum's asking for help as not coping, rather than saying, okay, let's just look at your circumstances and why you might need to be asking for more help than the next door neighbour who has all those social supports around her. Mm. Because social supports is such a big factor in predicting who may or may not get postnatal mental health issues.
I find like one of the big issues I would imagine for new parents is Instagram, and you see these mums who are 6 weeks removed from having a baby in their, you know, full Lycra outfits posing at the gym looking fantastic like they just haven't had a baby.
Yeah.
And there's mum sitting at home going, I'm dealing with a brand new body and I feel like mum, I don't feel like sexy wife anymore. And you've got a hubby kind of like nudging her saying, no, I love you, babe. I think you're really cute. And you kind of got to navigate a really new phase of your relationship.
You absolutely do. And that's where it can be really tough, because, you know, and I'm sure that you're different to most men, but a lot of men, it seems like their life just keeps going almost the same as it did before baby. Whereas for a mother, it often just does this kind of complete 180 degree turn, and she's now not calling shots in the boardroom. She's now not earning the money that she used to earn. Her body doesn't look anything like it used to look like. She hasn't got the social supports anymore because she's now not at work, and she's getting very lonely very quickly.
Mm.
And you're right, it really takes a strong team to acknowledge the huge impact that it can often have on the mother's entire world. But in that, I don't want to forget about the dads. We actually know that for every mum that has no postnatal depression, half that number of dads will have postnatal depression too.
Mm.
So you can see that in some families it's a double whammy, where both mum and dad are actually going to experience a postnatal mental health issue, and that's not good news.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.